Hello, it's Stacey Holt from Real Estate Excellence. Thank you for joining me for today's podcast. Today is focused on Queensland legislation, so regrettably, if you're not from wonderful Queensland, it'll be of no benefit to you. Disclosure of someone passing away at a rental property or other matters. So disclosure of a death or other matters to prospective tenants. What should we be doing? Now, Queensland, at the point of this podcast, or at the date, 10th of February 2021, Queensland currently does not have any definitive black and white legislation that answers that question, but we do certainly have some. So although Queensland does not have currently definitive legislation, including timeframes for disclosure regarding a disclosure of death and or other serious or other matters that have occurred at the property to prospective tenants, Real Estate Excellence recommends for full transparency, best practice and risk management that when in doubt, disclose. Discussions should be had with the property owner and our client, obviously, to encourage disclosure of any material facts relating to the property. And it's also a legal requirement. You may wish to refer to the podcast before this in relation to lessor disclosure statement, and particularly I reference, which comes up again in this podcast, Section 20 of Property Agents, Property Managers, Property Licensees Main Law, which of course is the Property Occupations Act. So Section 20 of the Property Occupation Regulation is in part referenced here again. So we, property managers are certainly encouraged, obviously, to make sure not just compliance, but having those conversations with their property owner clients about disclosing material facts. Now this could include flooding, a previous drug lab, the property's been and the property's been decontaminated. And just on that reference, particularly Real Estate Excellence, Property Management Excellence, PME member officers. I'm actually chatting also from Folder 3, which is the Management Agreement and Lesser Obligations, and particularly Paragraph 3.3.6. Later email us if you need, as always, for membership support. But Paragraph 3.3.6 is the relevant chapter of the PME manual that I'm referring to as far as disclosure. Now, in part, I'm saying that is because I've got another chapter, because there's 39 of the PME manual as for Queensland resources. And chapter folder 36 is more information about drugs and drug labs later if you need. So this could include, as I was saying, disclosure from encouraging from the property owner to the best of what their knowledge is, flooding, any previous drug labs, and the property's been decontaminated, which is required. Asbestos, mould. Now, there are provisions in Queensland plus federal legislation, Commonwealth legislation, that prohibit, of course, unconscionable conduct and misleading representations about property. Material facts are not defined in Queensland law. A general common law duty is for an agent, property manager, to, of course, always act honestly and fairly when dealing with tenants or anyone for that matter. As I was saying earlier, the Property Occupation Regulation, Section 20, requires property managers and salespeople to take reasonable steps to verify the facts material about a property to avoid error, mistake, omission, silence, exaggeration or misrepresentation. Now, agencies, in my view, from Real Estate Excellence, cannot go wrong by disclosing what a reasonable person may want to know or prefer to know, not just find out by accident once they've moved in. Now, agencies obviously may not wish to advertise the fact that there's been a tragic passing at a property, but for each application for that property, it's recommended that PMs advise prospective tenants that a death or other event situation has occurred, and just let the tenants know. In my vast experience of this as an advisor in supporting the industry, most PMs, if not all, I cannot think of one on the spot right now that hasn't been the case, but most PMs have said that prospective tenants say, well, thank you, that's great, appreciate you telling us. So you just, when in doubt, disclose is my motto. And when people say to me, Stace, do I need to disclose this, whatever it is, I say, I think you answered your question. If you're wondering whether you need to disclose something, probably the answer is yes. You just can't go wrong. You can always, you know, there's obviously different cultural, spiritual, religious and beliefs. There's so many things we have to be aware of respectfully and lawfully that people have certain beliefs and belief systems. So we cannot go wrong by disclosing what a reasonable person may want to know. Now, as I was saying, you don't want to advertise, you don't put in the advertising, but disclose at the earliest opportunity that you can. And members, I've got a best practice form to make disclosure to tenants. So it's just a template that you just complete, and part of it says, I'm just looking at it now, matters to which to be disclosed are listed below. So whatever it is, and get the tenant to sign it. It's part of the tenancy sign up, and all parties are aware. So basically, when in doubt, disclose. And as I say, you can't go wrong. And have those, it's sometimes difficult, I realise that, those discussions with the lessor, but they've got a legal duty to disclose as well, and they're only as good as the information they provide. So, members of Real Estate Excellence, you know where we are if we can be of any assistance, as always, and appreciate your support. And thank you to all for listening to the podcast. Thank you for joining me today. This is Stacey Holt from Real Estate Excellence, and bye for now.